Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with NXT broadcast last night on USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. In the main event, Trick Williams defeated Carmelo Hayes in a steel cage match. Afterward, NXT champion Ilya Dragunov appeared on the ramp and faced off with Williams to end the show. Dragunov was also victorious earlier in the night, picking off Javon Evans in a non-title open challenge match. During an in-ring promo segment, the D'Angelo family brawled with the No Quarter Catch crew over Tony D'Angelo's interest in the NXT Heritage Cup.
Tony, over my dead body, do you think I'm going to let some low-life scumbag like you disgrace that cup?
Scumbag, huh? Well, how about this? Oh, no money, more problems for No Quarter Catch Crew.
In the opening match, Noam Dar defeated Dijak. In other results, Ivar pinned Josh Briggs. The AOP beat Malik Blade and Edris Enofe. Ridge Holland topped Joaquin Wilde. Lola Vice defeated Sol Ruka. And Tatum Paxley topped Thea Hale. After the match, Hale fought with JC Jane, who had been trying to interfere, and Lyra Valkyria sneak attacked Paxley. In other NXT news, former Stardom wrestler Julia is expected to report to the WWE Performance Center in June or July, according to a Fightful report. Julia is reportedly working several dates for Rossi Ogawa's newly launched promotion Marigold before heading to NXT. Fightful's WWE sources expect her to possibly have her first match at the NXT Heatwave Premium Live event on July 7th. Julia visited the Performance Center during WrestleMania weekend and was introduced to the crowd at NXT Stand and Deliver. In ratings news, Saturday night's episode of Collision drew a total audience of 468,000 viewers to TNT, according to Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer. That's slightly up from the audience for the previous week's show, which was 463,000. That show also ran at 11:30 p.m. due to preemption. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.13, down from the previous week's demo rating of 0.15. Battle of the Belts 10, which ran immediately after Collision on TNT, drew an audience of 422,000, according to Mike Johnson. That marks a loss of 46,000 viewers from Collision to Battle of the Belts. It also marks an increase from the previous installment of Battle of the Belts in January, which drew 351,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demo was a 0.11, also up from January's demo rating of 0.09. And we close with an update on the status of Rhea Ripley. Ripley's injury is a sprained AC joint in her shoulder, according to Brian Alvarez of Wrestling Observer Radio. The injury occurred last week on Raw and resulted in Ripley having to relinquish the World Women's title on this week's show. It is expected it will keep her on the shelf for the next several months. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.